Commerce Commission is to investigate supermarket prices. This follows a promise by Labor during the election campaign. Dr. David Clark is the Minister of Commerce and Consumer Affairs. He joins us now. Good morning, Minister.
Morning, Karen.
Okay. Now, in past instances where this has happened for fuel, there was talk of us or the consumer being ripped off. Is this why you're looking at supermarkets?
Yeah, well, certainly as I've moved around the country and I hear it even more often in my home electorate in Dunedin, people raise concerns about the cost of groceries, and the cost of groceries have gone up. The market we have in the grocery retail sector is dominated by two players who have, by one estimate, 77% of the market. And so I think people want to know that we actually have a competitive market in place. And this study is an opportunity to dig in and make sure that people are paying a fair price at the checkout for their groceries.
There was a controversy a few years ago when Shane Jones at the time, an opposition MP, Labour MP at the time, had a crack at the supermarkets and accused them of all sorts of things in terms of their pricing and suppliers and this sort of thing. But they were exonerated. The Commerce Commission had a look, didn't find anything of concern. So why do we need to have another look?
Well, the market studies that have been enabled by the 2018 legislation give the Commerce Commission powers to have really broad and deep investigations, and they've now done one, learned the lessons through doing that, and we'll be able to really dig in. I mean, there's things that are pointed to here already in stories we hear around the sector about using bargaining power to push prices unreasonably low for suppliers, displays of market power by supermarkets, like delays to payments for suppliers. And then there's these technical indicators which show us that the sector is relatively static, except that indicators of competition are slowly weakening over time. So we've got all of these kind of data points, but actually it's time to have a deeper investigation.
Okay, so deeper. Just remind us, so with the fuel inquiry, which was the similar mechanism, did all the petrol companies comply with the requests from the Commerce Commission in terms of, you know, documents and that sort of thing?
My understanding is that the sector did come to the party. I've certainly, in this instance, had no suggestion that people won't. It's no surprise to anybody. Labor campaigned on having a study into the grocery retail sector, and now I've held my minister a warrant for just over a week. We're getting into it.
And just finally, this will be done by, what, the 23rd of November 2021. It's a bit of a wait, but you'll move pretty quickly if there are recommendations to act.
Absolutely. So there'll be a draft study that will come out sooner than that, and there'll be obviously an iterative process where information's gathered and then put to, you know, from say the big suppliers put to the smaller suppliers in the sector for their comment and vice versa, so that we can get a robust picture of what's going on.
So for the people who feel like they're being ripped off by supermarkets, they'll get an answer one way or the other from this inquiry?
Yeah, I think there'll be... I would expect very clear recommendations. There were very clear recommendations from the fuel market study, and there have been changes as a consequence.
David Clark, thank you very much for your time. Minister of Commerce and Consumer Affairs.